It's July. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
Well, it's another hot day in Boulder, and it's official. We've just come through the driest and warmest March through June in Boulder's 120-year weather history. So we've come up to a cool canyon in the Boulder Mountain Park, Upper Gregory Canyon. On this dry, hot day, we're looking for, of all things, wild orchids. And we're very fortunate to have with us two people who know a lot about orchids. One of Colorado's preeminent ecologists and naturalists, Joyce Gellhorn.
Thank you, Steve.
And Janice Harvey, assistant manager of the University of Colorado Greenhouse.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
Janice, how many different species of orchids did we find this year?
We found six.
There are 25 different native orchids in Colorado, and to see six of, seven. We also saw the calypso orchid earlier.
We did, you're right. Seven total, yes.
So we're going to see if we can find one or two up here on Green Mountain this morning.
Okay.
Aha! Here we have one. It's one of our taller orchids.
And it has little tiny green flowers. And green bog orchid's a great name because look where we're standing. This is a seep here. And it's this moisture in the ground, much of which is the snow that fell in December and February, that's allowing these orchids to thrive even in these dry, hot conditions. Here's something a little past its prime. Janice, what are we looking at here?
These are coral root orchids. They contain no chlorophyll. There's no green on them at all. So they have this sort of dark brown, dark reddish color to them.
Here's one right here that's really special, and I'm going to ask Joyce to tell us what it is.
Oh, this is beautiful. Stem is bright yellow. And right now, you can see about a dozen seed capsules looking a little bit like bananas. Yes. On the stalk. Golden orchid.
And I think most people miss it as they walk by.
That's true about all orchids. Often when I take people out in the field, I'll see several different kinds of orchids. I stop and I say, "What do you see here?" I just quietly wait and wait until one person spots one thing, then somebody else spots another.
Joyce and Janice, where would be the best places to go look for orchids in July?
Wild Basin. Camp Dick is also good. These orchids should still be in flower. The Brawny Lady Slipper, also the Lady's Tresses, which is a beautiful orchid with a stalk about a foot tall, and the delicate white flowers are spiraled along the flowering stalk.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.